Hello, ma'am. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure. How long is this going to take?
Oh, the survey takes at least 12 to 15 minutes, ma'am. It'll be very brief. All right. For example, the first question does ask, ma'am, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, ma'am. And for statistical purposes, may I know the year of your birth?
55.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am. Well, would you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino, or of Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, ma'am. And what would you consider your race to be?
White.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am. My other question would be is, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
3 years of college.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in this November's 2023 general election? Would you say almost certain, probably 50-50 chance, or you will not?
Oh, I certainly will be voting.
You will be voting?
Oh, yes.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, for what now, Jen?
Yes, ma'am. I was asking you, thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
It's funny, right when you start talking, the phone starts cutting out. That's interesting. So I don't know, again, what you said. I know you're asking if I'm satisfied.
Yes.
But it cut out as soon as you start talking.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Well, let me read again. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I think we're all at least somewhat dissatisfied with everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, below, ma'am, is a list of issues. I just want you to tell me three that are most important to you. For example, I have healthcare, racial inequity, crime, violence, jobs, economy, city budget and spending, housing, education, access to abortion, transportation, criminal justice reform, property taxes, legalizing marijuana. Any three that are most important to you?
Okay, the first two.
I have healthcare, racial
inequity.
Yes,
healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare, also the, let's see, you said about property taxes.
Okay, ma'am. Property taxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the racial. Yep.
Racial inequity. No problem, ma'am. I want to rate, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people or groups of people using a scale of a 0 to 10, ma'am. 10 means that you feel very favorable. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable towards them. You can use any number between a 0 to a 10. Right, for example, the Columbus City Council, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
I'd say 6.
A 6. What about Nancy Akor? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate her?
I'd say 8. I don't give anybody the perfect score. Nope.
No problem. What about Adrienne Hood? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate her?
I really haven't had, I'm going to say 6 because I really don't know a whole lot about Andrea.
Yeah. Oh, okay, ma'am. So you said 6. No problem. Mm-hmm. What about Louis Gill from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate him?
Probably 6 as well.
6, no problem. And what about Chris Weick from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate him?
An 8.
An 8. What about Melissa Green from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate her?
8.
An 8. What about the Columbus Police from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate them?
An 8 as well.
An 8. All right, ma'am. What about Farhan Deddy from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate them?
Yeah, I'll say 5.
A 5. What about Emmanuel Aremi from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate them?
I got a 6.
A 6. All right. What about Andrew Ginther from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate him?
1.
Okay. And Nick Bankston from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
5.
Okay. And Zach Klein, how much would you rate him from a 0 to a 10?
8.
Okay. And Shannon Harden from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate her?
Probably about a 7.
A 7. Okay, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. Well, in 2018, ma'am, the voters of Colombia overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live, ma'am, or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote in all 9 candidates. So thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view? For example, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect city council so they continue the work they have been doing.
Vote in all new.
The first one, ma'am, or the second? I'm sorry.
The first one.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood, ma'am?
That I haven't decided on yet. I have not even thought about any of that yet. So they're really those questions I'm not going to be able to answer for you because I will read up more on all of them.
Well, is there any of them that you lean more towards, either Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
No. Nope. Not going to, no, I'm not, not at this time, no.
No problem, ma'am. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Deacquer or Louis Gill? If you had to choose, would you vote for any of them?
No, I'm going to say the same thing to you. I'm not ready to suggest who I'm going to vote for at all.
Oh.
So if you're going to ask about which one again, I'm done. Because I'm not going to, yeah.
Most of the survey is like that, ma'am, but there will be a part that I will be discussing a little about them. That's okay, ma'am. I was wondering, even though you said that you're unfamiliar, but is there anyone that you, any of those who you probably have heard, for example, either Nancy Deacquer or Louis Gill, that you would lean more towards from what you've heard or seen? Hello? Hello?